Ken Giles. In my opinion, AJ Hinch right now does not trust Ken Giles. And I base it on this. I think that in an ideal circumstance, in AJ Hinch's mind, he would have three relievers in the bullpen who he trusts. Because I think going past three is unrealistic in baseball in 2018. I think he would have three guys who he trusts. And in an ideal circumstance, the best guy is going to be the closer. And I think that I do think that Hinch is malleable enough in his mind. Like, let's say the best bullpen that I could think of off the top of my head when I was thinking about this was when I watched the Yankees with Mariano and Mike Stanton and Jeff Nelson. So they had three guys that Joe Torre could use, you know, and he has a couple different guys, like different, you know, who throw lefties, righties, all that kind of stuff. I think that Hinch wouldn't mind a situation in which, yes, he could use Ken Giles in a situation where, you know, you got a couple guys on in the eighth inning. He needs to get them out of a jam. And then you might create a safe situation in which he goes with somebody else. But the way that he's using Giles now, to me, indicates that he does not have true faith in his closer right now. And I've always thought, and I don't have any numbers to back this up because I don't know exactly how to find them because I don't know how to judge this sort of thing. The last three outs I've always felt like are different. They're just different outs. The last three outs of a game in which you have a lead of three runs or less are different than the seventh inning or the eighth inning. And you need to have somebody getting those outs who you trust. And I don't think they trust Ken Giles right now, although he did do a good job on Saturday.
Right, okay, but I guess the question, of course they don't trust him. Like 100% they don't trust him. And I think there's this, but this is the problem. I think you get, it's not an either or proposition. It's not, hey, I'm old school baseball and I believe that the closer should be out there every single time versus nope, no closers ever. I think if he had a dominant closer, if he had Aroldis Chapman in his prime or something, then yeah, he'd be rolling him out every single save situation. It's just that he doesn't have that right now. So
yes.
Do you try to shoehorn somebody into that role when clearly they're not fit for it? No, you don't. So he's working with what he has right now, which is an extremely imperfect relief staff, and without a dominant closer. So you're going to use, if I got a bunch of lefties up, then I'm putting like the guys in that can handle the lefties. And that's all there is to it. I don't think, is there anybody that thinks he trusts Giles?
Probably not.
I think you think I'm saying that he's not using Giles because he wants guys that are perfect for the situation, and that when Davinsky's out there for lefties and what have you. No, it's that if Giles were a dominant closer, he'd be using Giles. If he trusted Giles, he'd be using Giles. He just flat out doesn't trust Giles.
And I think what AJ has done with most of his save situations, of which there haven't been many based on the wins and the losses, actually, I think has been relatively normal, minus when he brought in Giles last week and Buxton nearly got him with that, what would have tied the game last Tuesday or whatever it was. So that, I had an issue with that. I thought he should have rode Davinsky the whole time. But you were in a situation in which you do not trust Ken Giles and you need to see him, you know, perform much better than he has so far in the month of April.
Yeah.
Okay. So I think we're based on the same thing.
Yeah, no, he's flat out. Have you ever said about a reliever that you trust that we needed to get him out there so he could get his confidence boosted?
No.
Or that we need to figure out ways to get him in there more often? Or I apologize for the way I've used him? I'm paraphrasing here, but those are all things that AJ Hinch has said about Giles. Of course he doesn't trust him. I think that he would, again, as much as AJ Hinch doesn't like the notion that you have to have a traditional closer, I think if he had a dominant closer, the obvious best thing to use is to use that closer still in sometimes creative situations.
Sometimes,
I think there's
yes.
times he would bring him in the seventh or eighth inning if he felt like that was the highest leverage situation of the game. Or
I agree
be.
With you.
But it would still be like, that's the guy we're bringing in. So even though you call him a closer, it's actually the guy that you use in your highest leverage situations. Giles is not that guy, certainly. Because if Giles was a closer that he believed in, he'd be using Giles more in the seventh and eighth innings as well. He's just not, he's not that guy right
no,
now.
No, and he did start to use him in the eighth inning a bunch last year, late in the season. It actually worked out pretty well before things came crumbling down in the postseason. We'll finish up this morning with Lopez. And what kind of quarterback, if the Texans were in the market for one at the top of this draft, which obviously they are not, would intrigue Seth as we look at the main guys who are going to be picked high in the first round coming up next Thursday?